Thank you, Lois. Yesterday I went to a poetry class here in on the campus, and somebody was talking about my first book and asked me if I still liked it. Of course, I love it. Actually, I had occasion not long ago to read from it, and I was astounded at how shitty it was. And enormously embarrassed, you know. Yeah, I was reading in front of my students, and I was, you know, here I was reading a book that I'd written when I was 10 years younger than they were. They were sitting before me, and, you know, and I was sweating. God, it was awful. And so Steve Orlin the other day asked me if there was anything in the book I liked, and there are a couple of poems that I like a great deal, and I thought I'd read at least one of them, which is the one he referred to. He asked me if I still liked this poem, and I said I did. And I haven't written many love poems. I guess I'm just not much of a lover. Well, I mean, I could find out. But I've never really asked. You know, there's a great gag, an old Mailer, you know, in Mailer's novels, the men always turn to the woman and say, "How was it?" You know. That's really what the novels are about. The women are asking, "How was it?" The men are asking, and the women are lying. It was unbelievable. But I've never asked. I've sheltered myself from a lot of truths. And so I've written, but let me read this love poem. It's a very serious poem. It's to my wife, which makes it one of the most unusual love poems in the Western world, really. Called For Fran. She packs the flower beds with leaves, rags, dampened papers, ties with twine the lemon tree. But winter carves its features on the uprooted stem. I see the true vein in her neck, and where the smaller ones have broken, bluing the skin, and where the dark cold lines of weariness have eaten out through the winding of the bone. On the hard ground where Adam strayed, where nothing but his wants remain, what do we do to those we need, to those whose need of us endures even the knowledge of what we are? I turn to her whose future bears the promise of the appalling air, my living wife, Frances Levine, mother of Theodore, John, and Mark. Out of whatever we have been, we will make something for the dark.